With all the glitches on healthcare.gov, a group of 10 Democratic senators recently sent a letter to the president asking for a delay in the sign update. All of them were moderate Democrats from purplish states facing tough re-elections. All except one, California Senator Dianne Feinstein, also joined the chorus.
Well, that's one thing that can be done.
Feinstein has become a thorn in the administration's side when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. Besides calling for a delay in the sign-up for health exchanges, she was also one of the first Democrats to sign on to legislation allowing people to keep their canceled insurance plans. California's insurance commissioner reports more than 1 million Californians have had plans canceled. Feinstein says she's heard from quite a few.
I've had 33,000 calls and letters with huge concern from people who are losing their policies, and many of them having to pay much more, have a certain income level. And this isn't really the high income level either. So we're trying to really work out what to do.
For weeks, many Democrats have brushed aside concerns over the growing number of cancellations, saying many of the canceled plans were merely junk policies. Feinstein rejects that notion.
I don't think they all are. Maybe some are, but I don't know about every insurance policy in the individual market being a junk policy. I don't think that's correct.
Republicans say growing defections by Democrats prove what they've been saying all along. House Republicans have voted to repeal, delay, or defund the law more than 40 times. Richvale's Doug LaMalfa says the president's announcement that people can keep their insurance policies for another year is a step in the right direction.
People decide that on themselves, on their own, of what they can afford. I mean, it's really arrogant, I think, for the government to decide, well, this is a junk plan. Well, I'll decide it. If I want to drive a Yugo, I'll drive a Yugo.
In the first month, just over 100,000 people have signed up for insurance on exchanges nationwide. LaMalfa says threats of IRS fines against people who've been locked out of the exchanges is unfair. The current deadline to avoid a penalty is March 31st.
I think moving the date will be an absolute necessity if we don't just completely do it for a whole year. Again, it's going to take both houses and the president somehow signing off on that. And, you know, Democrats are now joining the chorus that we have been since well before October 1.
Many California Democrats, including John Garamendi of Fairfield, say they're holding out hope the National Health Exchange can be fixed by the end of the month. That's the administration's promise.
There's always time to consider the situation in another month, month and a half, 2 months. So there's time.
But frustration is growing among Democrats like Elk Grove's Ami Barra.
My message to the administration is you better get this thing fixed as fast as possible.
Barra says he has another problem with the law. He's introduced legislation that would delay a new tax on health insurance companies for 2 years. Barra says the government can still provide subsidies even without the $8 billion in new revenue the tax is expected to collect.
Which is kind of a pass-through to individuals, small business owners, and seniors. You know, until you let the markets kind of normalize and so forth, you know, that 2 year delay probably is the right thing to do.
Despite all of its problems, California Democrats still support the Affordable Care Act. Senator Feinstein is one of them.
For people who have nothing, I think this is a very good bill.
Feinstein says lawmakers must continue to make changes to the new health law as its rollout continues. How many changes or what they will be is still unclear. For Capital Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.